Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Hey everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkle. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, somebody can tell you what that email is. Ben's still here in the studio. Ben, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, man. So can you tell the people where they can email Dad?
Contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com.
Nailed it, man. Nailed it. That's right. Contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com is where you can shoot us emails of your experiences. Also, friends, go ahead and check out merkmerch.com. That is where we have all our apparel. Ben, what do you think about some of the t-shirts we have at merkmerch.com?
They're very cool.
Which one's your favorite one?
It Gets Weird.
It Gets Weird? Nice, man. That one's not even out yet. When it comes out, people are going to love it. And I'm glad you like it too. So how about that? It Gets Weird is his favorite. It's my favorite too. Check it out. merkmerch.com. Also, merklefilms.com is where you can get your on-demand streaming of all our documentaries and other independent creators as well. Ben, have you ever seen any of the documentaries Dad has done?
I heard about them, but I didn't watch them before.
And why haven't you watched them?
I don't know, because you didn't let me.
That's right. I don't want you getting scared. So you don't watch them yet, but you will one day. But you see the posters on the wall behind me, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about those?
Those are very cool.
Yeah, buddy. It's always cool when your kid says that you're cool. So I like that. Anyways, if you want to go ahead and check out our documentaries right there, MerkleFilms.com. Now, today we have Brandon coming on the show. And for the little ears that are listening right now, I'm going to be vague, but let's just say Brandon goes into his supernatural experiences and interactions with other realms and things. I can't go into detail right now because I got little ears listening, but let's get to Brandon right now. All right, today we got Brandon on the show. Brandon, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Tony? Thanks so much for having me on. I'm a longtime listener of the channel. Definitely intrigued with everything you talk about. A lot of what you've talked about over the years has kind of resonated with some of my own stories. It's made me want to share some of my own experiences so we can kind of, I can help to kind of put this puzzle together for you, the other viewers, as well as myself, because you know, I think it's a rare experience what I encounter, but I actually think it's more prevalent than we would think. Yeah. And if you talk to people, I would say, I don't know, 1 out of 10 probably has some sort of similar experience.
No, I absolutely agree. Let me turn my phone on do not disturb because I'm my watch is buzzing like crazy. No, I agree with you, man. Like the one thing that we were talking about before we started recording was how this is stuff that people experience and we're about putting puzzle pieces together. That's what I've been doing for years. And so anytime somebody kind of reciprocates that back to me and it's like, we got puzzle pieces over here. I'm like, oh, let me see what they look like. So, yeah. Let's start off in your early childhood and how this kind of all starts, because I know it starts in your kid in childhood, and it's best probably for this kind of situation to let it unfold naturally, because then you get a more clear picture as to how people, you know, went through life. And sometimes that actually is a puzzle piece itself, the timeline of things. So I'll hand it over to you, let you kind of take it away, man.
All right. So my earliest experience, I'm trying to put this in a way, like I told you before I started recording, I've never talked about this stuff publicly, so I'm gonna try to put it together as best I can. But I've had different experiences that I can kind of lump into different categories. So this first category was things that actually happened to me, awake, not looking for it, like very unprovokingly happened. So I had a pretty normal childhood, nothing strange like some of the characters you have had on and kind of have some sort of like black magic in the family or were dabbling in witchcraft, like nothing like that. So I remember I was a kid. I was probably 7 or 8. I had two friends sleeping over my house. I was on a bunk bed. So my buddy was on the bottom bed. I was on the top bunk. And my other buddy was sleeping on a couch in my room, having a normal night, went to sleep. I wake up in the middle of the night because my friend that was on the bottom bunk climbed onto the top bunk and he's tapping me. And he's like, hey, look at that. Look at that. And I'm like, what are you looking at? So I look over on the wall. I see a shadow figure on the wall. Again, I'm fully awake. This is a little different than other experiences we'll get into, but it's on the wall, kind of, it looks like Jesus on the cross, but it's moving its head about the room. And I'm like, whoa, what is that? I'm a set, like I said, maybe 8-year-old kid. So I put the covers over my head and I'm like, okay, that was weird, but I got to look again. I put them down. I look again. This time it's kind of the same thing. It's on the wall, but it's actually horizontal. And it's over my buddy who's sleeping on the couch and it's looking down at him. But again, it's kind of like it's horizontal on the wall this time. And I'm like, well, that's freaking weird. And then went back under the covers. Eventually, I think fell back asleep. And that was it. Like no lead up, no nothing afterwards. We woke up, we're kids. The next morning, told my mother and, oh, yeah, well, that's not real. Don't worry about it. That was the first time I experienced this thing. And I told my friends over the years in middle school and then in high school, I told my friends about this experience, but it was a while before the second experience. The second experience, I would say it was maybe, I was a teenager. I must have been like 14, 15. And I was telling, I told my friends the past about this, but again, nothing has happened in between. It was one day I was home. I might have been a little younger because of my response. I'm just trying to think now. I was probably like 12. And I was with a couple of my friends. We were home alone. My mother wasn't home yet. And her radio in her room started playing like forward, backwards, fast forward. It was one of those older cassette radios where you got to press the buttons pretty firmly for it to go down. So it was going in like fast forward, reverse, play, stop. And we were freaking out because it was very weird and we like could all hear it. So I go into my mother's room. Just to kind of paint the picture, we're all upstairs. It's a two-level condo. You have a little hallway. My room's here. My mother's room is here. There's a bathroom behind me, and then there's like a staircase. So we went in my mother's room. I shut the radio off, and then we go back into the hallway, and you just hear something sprinting up the stairs, like heavy. And it was an older house. We're in New England. So some of the foundation, I mean, you can hear when people go up the stairs. I just bought a new house. The floors are a little crooked. That's how the buildings are here. So you can like clearly hear it stampeding up the stairs, scared the crap out of us. We all ran into my room. And this is why I remembered I was a little younger, because our response was I grabbed a pair of nunchucks off the wall because I did karate when I was a kid. And I'm like, all right, maybe friggin' fight this ghost with a pair of nunchucks. I don't know. If I was 15, it wouldn't have made sense for me to grab the nunchucks. But hey, who knows? But so we were in the room for a little bit, kind of talking over what exactly is going on. Because now we definitely know some supernatural. I get the courage to go out into the hallway, and I'm looking down the stairs. So again, I'm in the hallway. My mother's room's to my left. There's a small bathroom behind me, but I'm looking dead ahead into my room. So my two buddies are on the bed because it was two beds, my brother's bed and my bed on different sides of the room. We shared a room with my brother. They're sitting on my brother's bed looking out the doorway. And from the bathroom, I see out of the corner of my eye a black figure. It looked like this black figure I seen earlier in my life tapped me on the shoulder. So I look over my shoulder, but as I do, it passes this way, walks into my mother's room, and then the radio kicks back on. In my friends, I'm just looking at their face. So I kind of caught it behind me, and then again this way. So I caught a glimpse, but it tapped me on the shoulder. They're like instantly crying, my buddies. Shit their pants, basically. I run back in the room. We close the door. Wait there till my mother gets home. The radio remains playing till she gets home. Shuts it off again. We told her what happened. Oh, well, that's those aren't real, you know. So those were the two biggest experiences and the only two things that happened when I was actually like fully conscious, fully awake. And then I would say nothing happened for at least 3 or 4 years until I was a little bit older. And I always held on to these stories that I would tell my buddies whenever, I don't know, we're watching a movie or a documentary about ghosts. Have you had an experience? You know, I share my stories. And then I recall one of my buddies told me that he was dealing with a succubus. At the time, we were like 15 or 16, and we made fun of him initially because it sounds like the funniest thing in the world that you're getting raped in your sleep. Like, and you tell your group of guys, like, what do you expect? Like, dude, yeah. That's hilarious. He went to a priest, and the priest told him to see a psychiatric doctor. Was the response of the priest.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, that's what he said. So I think a lot of the priests you've had on are more open spiritually, and this guy must have been disconnected, but that was the response. So my buddy would just keep telling me like, oh, dude, like, yeah, this thing's bothering me. It looks like a hot chick, but it won't leave me alone. And I, we're like, dude, you're crazy. You know what I mean? We think you're crazy. Until it eventually started happening to me. So again, I was like 15 or 16. I'm putting together the timeline in my head because I actually had a fake ID when I was 16. So we were all drinking a lot because I had a beard pretty much like this.
Since you were two?
Yeah. I might have been like 17. I don't know. But the first time it happened was in pretty much broad daylight. I go home. I lay on my bed. Instant sleep paralysis where I can still see my room. I can see out of my eyes. And this hot chick climbs on top of me. And at first, I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, and I'm confused at the same time. It's almost like when you're in a regular dream and you kind of, you have your consciousness, but there's a little bit of a disconnect of you're like trying to process the situation of just like, hey, what the hell is going on? Hot chick climbs on top of me. I have the sensation that I'm having sex, even though my physical body isn't. And then that was it. And that probably started happening almost every night for like what seems probably like a year or two. Until eventually, the woman became more distorted looking. And then sometimes I would go into that sleep paralysis and there'd be that shadow figure above me, which I suspect, I don't know if they're two separate entities or if the shadow figure that was somehow in that house from before was mimicking this woman. Because the other thing that would happen, and it goes along with some of the other pieces to it, is that I would see my mother when I would wake up in my sleep paralysis mode. That would happen again pretty frequently. So I'd lay down, try to go to sleep for the night. See, I'd either wake up in sleep paralysis or I'd get it immediately. It would only happen when I was on my back, straight on my back. And I would see, like, it looked like my mother, but it wasn't. The ears were pointier, and the face was kind of drawn out and just straight evil looking. And, like, yeah, like, to the uncomfortable point, you wouldn't want to stare at it. And it would kind of just, like, talk shit, like, to you, or and, like, scratch me and stuff. You could feel scratches when you're in this sleep paralysis. You could feel pressure. It would feel like something's dragging you off the bed. And then you kind of get like teleported back onto the bed, and then would drag you off the bed, put you back on the bed. It's very weird feeling. And again, the feeling of sex, like these things would rape you, which when you're a 17-year-old boy is, yeah.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Sure.
The dragging off the bed and putting back on, was it that it was putting you back on the bed?
It would happen like, it would feel like instantaneous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is wild, man. Cause like, I've never heard this before outside of one other person. Years, I don't remember what episode this was, but years ago I had a lady, Melissa, on the show, and her husband was at work, and this entity that was tormenting her would drag her off the bed down the hallway into their living room where they had like this cathedral ceiling, and she saw this entity on the ceiling looking down on her, and then she'd be back in her bed, and it kept on dragging her down, just repeating.
It feels like hours.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.